Hi, this is a dictation for patient. Iniqua Snell, I-N-I-Q-U-I-A-S-N-E-L-L. Date of birth is 6/15/91. Date of accident is 8/24/2022. Date of service is on 10/11/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she was last seen on 8/30/2022. And the patient is having complaints of pain in the right shoulder and also in the left upper back, with the occasional radiation of the pain into the left arm involving first, second, and third finger, as numbness and tingling. The patient was involved in an accident as a rear passenger on the right, where she was T-boned on the driver's side. And pain level is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Allegedly, patient reports that most of the ADLs are mood and relationship with other people, sleep, enjoyment of life. To the tune of 5, they are affected. She reports 40% improvement in the pain. In the system review, neurology and psych patient has dizziness, vertigo, headaches, fainting, and occasionally, and weakness, loss of balance, anxiety, and panic. Upon investigating, she never passed out or blacked out, and she just felt lightheaded, which she calls fainting, which is almost like dizziness. The headaches are on the frontal region around 7, and they are come every other day or every third day. The patient reports in the pain and numbness, there is a stiffness of the neck along with pain in the neck, stiffness of the lower back and pain in the lower back, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and jaw pain are also reported. No difficulty walking. In the GI, there is nausea. Patient denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. And in the medical history, there is some ringing in the ear is reported. However, there is no other significant medical history. And this ringing in the ear is not associated with headaches, and it's not very intermittent occasionally. No surgical history, hospitalization is reported. No weight loss or any other second trauma. Again, no second MVA. Current pain medications are Tramadol and Gabapentin, and substance abuse none. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 128/91 and pulse is 68 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will come from previous visit of 8/30/2022. Dictation number is 0831-018. Please do the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and extremities examination involving right shoulder. The examination is the same. Diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is to continue all the medication. On the last visit, patient was provided the medication, which are Ultrime for pain relief, Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day, and water and gel. In addition, a cervical pillow was provided. MRI of the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and left shoulder was ordered, but it has not been done yet, and we are waiting for it to be done. The patient has some tenderness of the left sacroiliac joint, and patient was advised to try laser treatment and infrared therapy, and she will remain off work for the next 30 days. Hospital replacement and transportation help has been provided. Thank you. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time again. Thank you.